The principal environment officer, Godfred Amali, says the shooting incident in the Kwandai district and the disturbances yesterday were a result of investigation and arrest of those who shot and killed a native last week. Mr. Amali told Radio Ghana that tension is now looming, but the police are on the alert. He called for military support in maintaining security in the township.
So what happened was that the culprits, the one involved in the shooting accident, I think there were two that carried out the act, and one of them was arrested, even at Mango in Togo. So it was left with one. The police attempt to search for the remaining one through seaside. And of yesterday, there was another arrest that was made, that somebody is working in the farm of the runaway man. I think the police decided to arrest that man to find out the whereabouts of the other guy. And so when this guy was arrested and sent to Pandai, the district capital, the community members of that guy mobilized themselves to come and kill the Kimbrus within the township, claiming that once their brother has been arrested, they have to come and fight. They were coming to fight the Kimbrus. You know, it involves two tribes. The Kokomba people carried the shooting incident against the Kimbrus, where one person died and several others were injured. Even those that are injured are still on treatment, some in the hospital, some with traditional healers. So after the arrest was made yesterday, the other people left in the community mobilized to come and attack the Kimbrus within the community. As I speak with you, I think most of the people have fled the community. The young guys, the ladies, and the small children have all fled the community and they are in neighboring communities.
So what is the situation now?
There's a serious tension looming within the community. And as I speak with you, the police are around. I think a few police with their vehicles. Of course, if something of that sort is packed, I don't think that the number of police present there can control the situation. At least we need armed forces or armed forces personnel to be present. Together with the police will help reduce the tension in the community.
And why would the community go against this? Are they saying that the law should not be allowed to take its course or what?
That is why I know that maybe they are in support of their brother's act. If your brother was involved in killing somebody's farm, and then you still support that person, that once an arrest has been made, you will mobilize and attack the other tribe that are within the township. I don't think that is fair, that we are taking the law in our own hands.
Godfred Amali on the security situation at Kwandai. However, the Northern Regional Police Commander, DCOP Ken Yeboa, says there is no tension in Kwandai as been alleged. Speaking to Radio Ghana, DCOP Yeboa expressed surprise about the allegation. He said his men are on the ground monitoring the situation.
I'm surprised that it being rumored that there was something or something had taken place there. Nothing had taken place. All that happened was that, if you remember, Chokonkumes shot and killed some people at Nkumu. And then this incident that happened, it's purely a criminal act. It's not Konkomet and the Nchumu. It was strictly a Konkoma person and then this Nchumu. So we should not link it to, say, Konkomet and Nchumu. It's just two people who, you know, took the law into their own hands and then killed somebody. And then that was what we're investigating. And they escaped. But fortunately, one has been apprehended in the Republic of Togo.
Northern Regional Police Commander DCOP Ken Yeboa on developments in Pandai District.